Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize an hour has vanished? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Creating a healthy relationship with technology. It's not about ditching your phone because let's face it, our lives are pretty much glued to these things, but about finding the sweet spot where tech enhances our lives instead of taking over. Think about it, right? Technology is a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, entertains us, and even helps us be more productive. But when we let it control us, well, things can get messy. We become addicted to the constant stream of information, comparison games on social media, and the endless notifications that pull us away from real-life experiences. It's a bit like that friend who's always hogging the spotlight super fun at first, but eventually, you just need a break. So how do we strike that balance? How do we create a healthy relationship with technology without becoming slaves to the digital world? Here are 5 key takeaways to help us out. 1. Be mindful of your tech time. Seriously, this is like setting boundaries with your phone. Track how much time you're actually spending on it and identify those apps that suck you in for hours. Remember, there's a difference between checking the news and getting sucked into an endless scroll hole. 2. Designate tech-free zones. Create spaces in your life where technology is off limits, your bedroom, dinner table, or even just 30 minutes before bed. This helps you unplug, relax, and reconnect with yourself and those around you. Ever noticed how much more present you are in a conversation when your phone is tucked away? 3. Embrace the power of boredom. You know what they say, boredom breeds creativity. Instead of constantly reaching for your phone to fill the void, allow yourself to get bored sometimes. It gives your mind space to wander, come up with new ideas, and even just relax and recharge. Trust me, it's a game changer. 4. Focus on real-life connections. Technology can help us connect with people, but it shouldn't replace face-to-face interactions. Schedule time for coffee dates, phone calls, yes, actual calls, or even just hanging out with loved ones. Building strong, authentic relationships is what truly matters in the long run. 5. Be a conscious consumer of content. Be picky about the information you consume online. Choose sources that are reliable and trustworthy, unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions, and don't be afraid to take breaks from social media altogether if it's weighing you down. Remember, you have the power to curate your own digital experience. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed with emails and deadlines. Your phone buzzes constantly with notifications tempting you to check every single one. Suddenly, you feel that familiar sense of anxiety creeping in, your glued to your screen, losing track of time and neglecting the important tasks at hand. Sound familiar? Now, picture this. You've set aside designated tech-free periods during your workday. When your phone buzzes, you resist the urge to check it immediately. Instead, you take a few deep breaths, focus on the task at hand, and get back to work. When your break arrives, you step away from your computer and go for a walk, enjoying the fresh air and listening to the sounds of nature. By practicing these mindful techniques, you reclaim control over your technologies and create a more balanced and fulfilling workday. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you build a healthy relationship with technology. Remember, it's not about demonizing tech, but about using it wisely to enhance our lives. Be mindful of your time, create boundaries, prioritize real-life connections, and choose content that inspires and uplifts you. When we do this, technology becomes a tool for good, helping us connect, learn, grow, and thrive. Ready to put these tips into practice? Start by identifying one area where you can implement change. Maybe it's setting aside 30 minutes each day to disconnect from your phone or creating a tech-free zone in your home. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let me know what strategies work best for you. And remember, we're all in this together. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on future episodes filled with practical wisdom and real-life hacks to help you navigate the ups and downs of life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.